physical harm inflicted upon the main character, ritualistic murder, rape of a minor by an adult, off-page, historical context, self-harm, cutting for magical purposes, blood magic.
Part 1. 1. Beelzebub. Before. It was fucking cold. Lucifer had promised us a haven, and we'd gotten a half-frozen tundra where frost covered the grass in the morning. I'd never thought to miss the heat of hellfire lingering nearby, but would it kill them to have the fireplaces lit in a place this cold and damp? My black leather wings brushed against the archway as I crossed through one of the narrower hallways, forcing me to tuck them in tight and duck my head down low so I could fit through. Scraping my wings against the stone walls might not have caused any damage, but it sure as fuck would serve a single purpose: pissing me the hell off. Lucifer was out of his mind giving that much of his blood to his consort, and I'd left them at the boundary of the woods feeling entirely unsettled after she'd clearly attempted to escape. I didn't know how she'd managed to wrap him around her finger so efficiently. It wasn't like she was a red witch and had corrupted him with the addictive nature of sex. She was nothing special, just another human. He'd seen countless others who would have been willing to warm his bed and been far less complicated in the end. I'd seen demons and lost souls fawn over him in hell, and I could only imagine the way they went for him in the plane of the living, especially at a time when they hadn't known how dangerous he truly was. I strode through the hallways, heading toward the rooms Lucifer had given to the archangels in the meantime. It was a tiny, secluded hallway just off the tribunal rooms in the courtyard that was crawling with plants that practically writhed with life. Whatever the witches had done, that part of the world oozed with power in a way that the rest of Hollow's Grove didn't. I'd spent the rest of my day after leaving them tending to the business that Lucifer should have been handling himself, keeping the archdemons in line, teaching them not to eat the witches for their lunch, to keep their hands off until Lucifer worked out how he saw all this going down. Ruling over them had always been his intent, and where our visions for this world differed, he saw them as wayward children, as beings he could bring to heal and live alongside. I saw them as the reason Lucifer had abandoned us in hell, and it stood to reason that they should know how that solitude felt for themselves. They didn't seem to appreciate having him walk among them for all these centuries, not the way his faithful demons would have been overjoyed to have him return to us, to choose us. Him having a witch for a wife, a complication none of the archdemons had seen coming, wasn't part of the plan. I faltered in my steps, hearing the soft sound of an innocent melody ringing through the night as I went about my patrols. All the witches had retreated to bed before dark, as if they feared what the archdemons might do to them if they were caught out of their rooms at night. It was a wholly foolish endeavor. They should have known, as well as anyone could, that evil wasn't relegated to darkness. We could kill them just as easily under the shining sun of day. The plants in the courtyard swayed in place in tune with the soft melody. A woman's voice was husky and low. I glided forward on steady, sure feet, unable to resist the call of that tone. I couldn't see her, not with the way the plants shielded her from view. Muffling her song, I realized, keeping it private in an area that might have otherwise been occupied, if not for the witch's fear of us. The very notion that one of them was brave enough to come out alone when the others weren't would have been enough to pique my curiosity as it was, but the heartbreaking beauty in that song tugged at the place a heart would have been had I believed myself to have one. A smarter male would have turned away for that reason. While I'd never heard the song of a witch before, I knew of the power they held for all who heard them, the way some witches used them to ensnare their victims so they could feed from the lust they crafted. I moved forward anyway, drawn to that sound in ways I couldn't otherwise explain, enraptured like a moth to the flame. I approached the stone wall at the side of the courtyard, stepping over it with ease to approach my captor. The roses formed an archway in the center of the garden, almost like a walkway that was created for me.